This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh beginning today. The Prime Minister arrived in Raipur last evening to participate in the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police. The three-day conference commenced yesterday at the Indian Institute of Management in Nava Raipur. The Prime Minister will preside over various sessions of the conference scheduled today and tomorrow. The conference will also be attended by Union Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, and Minister of State for Home Affairs Bandi Sanjay Kumar. The Prime Minister will also present the President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service during the conference. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the path to Viksit Bharat lies in the unity of the people. The Prime Minister noted that despite facing many difficult situations, Goa not only preserved its original culture but also rejuvenated it over time. Addressing a gathering of devotees at the Sharda Panchat Manotsav of Sri Sansthan Gokarna Patkali Jivottam Mutt near Kankona, Goa, he lauded the historic monastery for its enduring contribution to society.
आज जब इस पवित्र मठ के 550 वर्ष पूरे हो रहे हैं तब हम इतिहास का उत्सव मनाने के साथ ही भविष्य की दिशा भी तय कर रहे हैं। विकसित भारत का रास्ता एकता से होकर जाता है। जब समाज जुड़ता है, जब हर क्षेत्र हर वर्ग एक साथ खड़ा होता है तभी राष्ट्र बड़ी छलांग लगाता है। श्री संस्थान गोकर्ण पर्तगाली जीवोत्तम मठ का प्रमुख ध्येय लोगों को जोड़ना, मन को जोड़ना, परंपरा और आधुनिकता के बीच सेतु बनना है। इसलिए विकसित भारत की यात्रा में ये मठ एक प्रमुख प्रेरणा केंद्र की भूमिका में भी है।
The country's gross domestic product, GDP, registered a robust 8.2% growth in the second quarter of the current financial year, driven by strong performance in the manufacturing, secondary and tertiary sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman hailed the growth and affirmed that the government will continue to advance reforms and strengthen ease of living for every citizen. India has been re-elected to the Council of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, for 2026-27 with highest vote tally. The council elections were held during the 34th session of IMO Assembly at London. India secured the highest number of votes in the category comprising 10 countries with the largest interest in international seaborne trade. It received 154 out of 169 valid votes cast during the election. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the winter session of Parliament beginning on Monday. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will meet the floor leaders of political parties of both the Houses and Parliament in the meeting. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all the political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. The winter session will be held from 1st to 19th of December. The by-election for 12 wards of the Municipal Corporation of Delhi MCD is scheduled to take place tomorrow. The voting will take place from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. The counting of votes is scheduled on the 3rd of next month. In view of the by-elections tomorrow, Delhi Metro train services will begin at 4 a.m. from all terminal stations. In Sri Lanka, the cyclonic storm Ditwa continues to wreak havoc, triggering floods and landslides across multiple regions, leaving homes destroyed and transport links cut off. India has rushed emergency assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu, with naval ships delivering essential relief supplies. The Disaster Management Center confirmed 69 deaths, 34 missing and more than 2,19,000 people affected. Meanwhile, in view of the expected extreme weather conditions associated with the cyclone Ditwa, IndiGo has cancelled several flight services scheduled for today at Puducherry Airport. Passengers have been advised to check with the airline for further updates. Considering the possibility of very heavy rainfall, Puducherry government has announced holiday today for schools and colleges. In hockey, host India, along with defending champions Germany, Argentina and Belgium, all opened their campaigns with victories at the FIH Men's Junior World Cup 2025 being played in Tamil Nadu. This year's FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup is the largest ever, featuring 24 teams competing in Chennai and Madurai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.